back to the Just Got Laid podcast. It's your girl Lakes.
And Lacey.
And this week we're discussing pygmies.
Are you seeking someone's approval?
Are you doing the absolute most?
Are you just plain jealous? Find out after this break.
Hey.
Two Toxic Babes is an ongoing conversation between wellness studio owners, me, Grace,
and B, hi, with a heavy pour of sassy sarcasm,
expert interviews,
and clinking glasses, us two bestie babes feel a strong pull to dispel the damage done by toxic influencer culture and fear-based media.
The TTB podcast is built on the belief that you are enough exactly as you are.
That informers trump influencers always.
And non-toxic living might just be the most toxic thing of all.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Just Got Laid podcast. What's up, Lacey?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good.
So I was thinking about you this weekend when I was listening to Renaissance again. I think you should give it another try.
I think I will listen to it occasionally. Mm-hmm. I didn't say it was horrible.
Yeah.
I just said it wasn't her best.
Yeah, it's just probably not what you used to. But I listened to it again, and it's pretty good. It's pretty solid.
Okay, well, I mean, my opinion still stands. Mm-hmm. If you had to pair that with all the other Beyonce albums, you would be like,
I can see what you mean there.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But, so I have this segment where I want to let you guys know that I can't make this shit up, right?
Okay.
So, I received a message on Snapchat, an app that I barely even use, right?
Me too.
And it's a guy who can tell me exactly where I am. So I just want to warn everybody, if you can, go on your apps, go through Apple, take your location off. He knew exactly where I was. I can't make this shit up.
There's a thing on Snap called ghost mode.
See, I know nothing about Snap. I just use it for the camera.
See, the thing is, a long time ago when it first got established and they put the location on there, I realized then that they sent out an email saying that it was going to be like, it was something, it was an email. If you did not read it, and you just kind of like, oh, it's just a new upgrade, like everybody else. And then when you go into the maps, you can look at anybody's location that has it where they're not on ghost mode. Mine's on ghost, so you can't see mine, but I can see other people's. And I just like, why y'all don't turn that off? Like,
maybe they don't know because I had no clue.
It's cool.
No clue.
It's cool.
Yeah, so what are we getting into today?
We're going to talk a little bit about pygmies.
Ooh, pygmies. So, it's been a hot topic lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about pygmies. So, I'm going to let Lakes tell the definition, the shorter version. I'm going to give y'all two long Urban Dictionary definitions.
Okay. So, according to thetab.com, a pygmy is someone that deliberately exhibits behavior that attempts to appease others, most often the opposite sex, whilst acting as if they're completely unaware that they're doing this, even though they definitely are.
Pygmy. Okay. And so, the longer version of that, for a female, a pygmy is a woman that is willing to do anything for a male approval. She will embarrass or throw other women under the bus to achieve this goal. A pygmy is a girl who is very easy to distinguish from other girls, but most males fall for it very easily, as they are the girls who are good at everything, does everything he likes and nothing he doesn't. For the male, a guy who uses self-depreciation in a manipulative way so a girl will date him. They will say bad things about themselves to try to get the girl to oppose what they've said. They use emotional manipulation and guilt tripping to get their way, obsessed with how they are different from other guys, and will occasionally gaslight you as well.
Okay, so I've always heard about the pick me girls. I've never heard about the pick me guys.
I've had a couple pick me guys. This year I've had a lot more. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm like I really am stricter on who I date.
Right.
But I've had like a lot this year, couple in the past. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
With that definition, you made me realize I have to.
See, that's why I wanted to get the definition, because a lot of girls don't know. There's guys out there that are pick me's. They're like, they'll sit there and be like, oh, I'll do this for you, I'll do that for you, pick me, pick me, pick me.
Yeah, it's kind of like in our previous episodes where you were like, they'll study you.
They'll study you, yeah.
Yeah, see what you like and say they like it too.
Or
and
be like, oh, you go to the gym? Yeah. Oh, I'm going to the gym too. I'm working on my chest. I'm doing that. Like, yeah. I'll get messages like that. They'll be like, you got to help me work on my legs. I'm like, you can hire a trainer to do that, you know. So you don't need me, baby.
Right.
You really don't.
So what's some pick-me situations with girls? You have any of those?
Okay, so most of the time girls end up copying. So for me, because I'm a woman, it's usually because I'm dealing with a male that has a pick-me around them. So it mostly ends up with that being like a copying kind of thing where they're like, okay, I go get my hair and braids, they go get their hair and braids. I get my nails long, they get their nails long. It's really weird.
It's
giving very much psycho.
It's giving very much copycat.
It's giving very much psycho.
You know, like the great philosopher Miss Onika Mirajj Petty said, even in your new bitch, I can see a lot of me.
I forgot about that. So everyone knows that a pick me is a certain, to a certain extent, but getting these definitions added some much needed clarity for me, hopefully for you too.
Yeah.
I always get annoyed by a pick me, whether it be a male or a female. So I always like try to remove them out of my circle. So because anyone can fake being perfect, a woman or a man, I usually surround myself with originality. Like, I love people who are weird. I love people who go out of the box. I love people that don't do what everyone else does. Right. Okay, so you went out and got the same person everyone else got. I want to be with the person who didn't do that. Yeah. Like, I want to be around the people that did not do that. Mm-hmm. Like, so that's what I love about me. And more that I'm learning to embrace who I am as a person, my originality and what I come with, the more I find myself around people that do the same thing.
Yeah.
And so many people who are not pick-me's, I love it.
And I'm sure that's more genuine, you know?
It is. Mm-hmm. And it's more peaceful, too.
Yeah. Because
a lot of people don't realize when you're a pick-me or you surround yourself with pick-me's, mm-hmm. like, your life is always going to be chaotic in a certain way, or it's not genuine. It's, you may think you have something, and then 2 months, 2 years, 3 years later, you find out you don't have that. They were just doing that to get you or to be your friend or to get whatever they could get from you. It doesn't always have to be a relationship. It can be friends, too.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, I mean, before you get into more situations, so this is what I gathered online, you know, just scrolling through TikTok, Instagram. Mm-hmm. Pick-me's are those girls who, let's say he's into Fortnite, she's into Fortnite.
Yeah.
Or let's say he's into anime, now she's into anime.
Exactly.
So she, or she's trying to be this person
that she's not,
in hopes that he'll like her more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's a pick me. Like, a real person is going to tell you, okay, like, for instance, there was this dude that was talking to me. He was like, oh, I love, what did he say? It was something. He was, he had like, it wasn't hunting. It's the, not the axe one. It's the bow and arrow. The bow and arrow. He loves archery. That's okay. What it's called, archery.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, that's cool. You know, I'm willing to try stuff, but I'm not going to kill an animal, an actual animal. We can go to, do targets. And mm-hmm. he was like, no, he does actual animals. And I'm like, okay. We're different.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with being different. Like, you don't have to like the same things. But he said, for you, I'll go shoot some targets. But with my friends and stuff, we shoot live animals. Like, we go out and try to kill live animals. I thought that was really weird. I didn't know people still did that. So.
They definitely do.
Okay.
I told you this last time. I stopped putting what I like to do online mm-hmm. because I set up. So I did this thing with a date where we were doing the battle of the dates, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who can come up with the best date? So since he saw that I'm hiking and stuff, he wanted to do a date. So I set up the date to do a hike. When I tell you, he was down and out, sweating bullets, mad, like just, but you said you were into this. You say you do this. You say you like this. Yeah. So now that it's go time, here you are. Now this ain't for me. When you could have said that from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have to
we
put him
into a movie or
we could have went to a movie or something. Something neutral. Yeah.
You don't have to pretend to be into everything that that person's into.
Or let's get back on what you said, the definition. A man with self-pity.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not fine. I'm not.
Remember I said that? Like,
I'm not like other guys.
Exactly. Oh my God. If you say that, I feel like it's a line. I feel like I'd be like, okay, none of us are like other people. Right. So why do you have the need to say that?
Yeah.
Like it shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be said either. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not like them other dudes. Okay, good for you.
Well, when can pick me be misconstrued?
Because okay, pick me can be misconstrued because, like, sometimes when we take that whole wallowing thing, like when a guy is wallowing in his pain, mm-hmm. most of the time girls will take any kind of complaining as wallowing, I guess. And say, like, you and this person are dating, don't take the venting stage and confuse it with someone just informing you. So, like, say they have a mother of their child and you have, maybe you have the same or maybe you don't, just speaking in general, but say y'all about to go out, and he has to go and drop his kids off, but he's warning you what's about to happen. Yeah, he may come off in a very harsh tone, maybe, but he's warning you what's about to happen. That's not someone venting. Now, venting is when you first meet them or within the first couple weeks or even the first couple months, they're automatically always complaining and venting to you about their ex or their mother of their children. That's venting.
Okay.
And so them I get rid of because it's like if y'all haven't figured that out yet, you need to figure that out before you date. You need to figure that out before you even try to involve anyone in your life.
Yeah.
Because what if they didn't ask for that and you're dragging them into it?
I try to stir away from that. You know, a lot of people have a hard time admitting that they need to get through some shit before they, you know, carry on with somebody else. But do you necessarily put that as a part of your healing stage or like, you know, so that you're not dumping that onto that person? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're supposed to, but a lot of people don't. Like, a lot of people have the go-between person.
Because it's like, when do you ever get over it, though? I don't think you're ever out of that stage.
Talking about what, the healing stage?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get out of it. You do. I remember when I was in it and I got out of it. When you get out of it, it just feels like everything around you is calm. Everything around you is peaceful. Yeah. Like when you're in it, it just seems like you're so confused. You can't see. There's no clarity. But when you're out of it, it's real. Everything's clear. Even if not everything, but for the most part, majority of it's clear. Because some stuff you're just not going to understand because it's out of your control.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you're clear.
Well, I do. I definitely think I follow my own wave, you know. I'm asking you, how can you get it misconstrued? Because when I was researching pick me's, I'll be the first to say I was reading some stuff and I was like, oh shit, I think I do some of these things.
You may have in the past.
But not on purpose. Like, for example, you know how there's a girl who, like right now, guys don't believe that there are beautiful women who really are not talking to someone. Like, aren't texting, going out, no nothing, just home. Nah, that's not true. Somebody got to be talking to you. And well, and you know, it's a lot of girls that justify, no, we really don't.
Well, that's would because that be a pick me? Of past. No. A pick me would be like, okay, you and a person didn't work out and now you're doing everything to get them to pick you. Or you and a person say, like, okay, for example, you know a dude is dealing, like you and him just got on like a sexual type of thing. Mm. You were just hooking up. And you want him to pick you. You want him to be yours. So you start doing everything he likes. You start going to the places he go. You start doing the things that he do. Mm-hmm. You start surrounding your life in his life. So that way you will automatically bump into him. You will automatically have something in common with him. You'll automatically have something to talk to him about when you do bump into him.
Yeah,
that's a pick me. To say the truth about your life is not a pick me because I have the same thing. Like, I don't talk to no one. I don't bother nobody. I'm loving it. It's peaceful because every time I try to talk to someone, it just ends up being chaotic and I don't like it. So,
You know people don't believe that, right?
It doesn't matter what you believe.
You're right. But I'm sure I just saw a debate online about this and I'm like, I'm not going to keep justifying this.
Well, technically, some pick me's have used that. That's why they don't believe you.
Right.
So all you can do is be the truth.
Yeah.
Tell your truth. And if it works out, it works out. If they don't believe you because they're scarred from another person, even though there's nothing in your life to convince them otherwise, then that's them. Let them miss out. That has nothing to do with you. Like everything, I believe, this is me. This is my personal belief. Everything that's meant for me will happen for me. So if you sit here and like go back and forth with me on me lying to you when I don't have no reason to lie to you, the only person to pay the bills in my house is me. The only person that take care of me is me. Mm-hmm. And everybody will tell you, Alaya doesn't have a filter over her mouth. So I'm going to tell you what I think and I'm going to tell you how I feel. And if I'm telling you that I don't deal with no one, I'm not being a pick me. I could really care less if you believe me or not. I'm not dealing with no one. That's just it.
Yeah. So I'm not into sports, right?
I love sports.
But I have women around me and in my family that tell me I need to before I get married. Is that a pick me?
No, you don't. Because look at Beyonce. Beyonce's not a pick me and she couldn't cook. That's just like telling your child, oh, if you want a husband, you need to learn how to cook.
Yeah.
Look at Cardi B, who said it in her lyrics, Best Life. What did she say? She said, I had no problem showing y'all the real me. Hair when it's effed up, crib when it's filthy. Like, most guys would have listened to that and said, that's not wife material. But you can pay somebody to clean your house. You can pay someone to cook for you. Like, mm-hmm. if you get your stacks up enough, it really don't matter. I'm pretty sure Jay-Z's not tripping if Beyonce don't cook in the morning. He got a chef.
But that's rich people.
No, because that could be you one day. Like, it's not just rich people. I know some people that make, a little bit over $100,000 a year, and they have a person come and clean their house.
Yeah.
Twice a week, sometimes once a week.
Yeah.
It's not just rich people. You can afford it. It's not that high.
I mean, let's say if the couple wasn't rich, right? They're just average incomers or whatever. Would it be an issue that she didn't cook then? You know?
No, because I remember when I was working at Amazon, we used to make $12 an hour then. Now, Amazon went up in their wages, which they still need to because y'all worked them people too hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not mad at the people boycotting right now. Y'all really worked them people too hard. That was not worth the $12 I was getting paid. But anyway, when I worked at Amazon, they had a lot of men there that cooked because their wife couldn't. Their wife didn't.
That would be a blessing.
I mean, but it's just the fact that a lot of times when we were little, someone told you what type of woman or what type of man you should look for. Mm-hmm. Instead of you just finding that validation within yourself and figuring out what type of man or what type of woman you want, mm-hmm. you listen to other people. And that's why I don't do outside information when it comes to me.
Yeah.
Like, if I like a person, I like a person. It's none of your business.
Okay.
It's none of your concern.
Okay.
If he doesn't fix my car. That's supposed to be a man thing. If I have any issues with my car, he's supposed to do it. But if he doesn't, and he just takes it to someone, it doesn't bother me at all.
Right, right. See, you're really schooling me on this because, you know, I'm sure everybody has their different views on pick me. And at the end of this paragraph that I read with this definition, it says, whilst acting as if they're completely unaware that they're doing this. That's why I said I had to look at some stuff like, yo, I think I was doing that, but I really wasn't trying to on purpose.
Okay, well let me say it this way. So a part of that what you just said is true. Some people are completely unaware that they're doing it. And you want to know my opinion on it? This is not anything I read. Mm-hmm. This is just my opinion because I really think some people are just a little touched in the head. They don't know they're doing it.
Yep.
They really don't. They're just, this is the way we've been conditioned since we were kids. You've seen it and you were like, okay, well that's what I'm supposed to do as a woman, but you're not. Or that's what I'm supposed to do as a man, but you're not.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to chase nobody. You're not supposed to change yourself for nobody. You're not supposed to do anything that makes you uncomfortable or makes you go outside of your beliefs and your standards.
Right.
And so, me, I believe that a person who's not over another person, this is my own belief. You can argue it if you want. A person who is not over another person can psychologically condition their new person mm-hmm. to be a pick me.
That makes sense.
Because if you're never happy, that person is going to keep trying, like energetically, keep trying to make you happy. Keep mm-hmm. trying to change themselves so that way you'll be happy. And a lot of people say, well, no, that it's not my fault. It is your fault because you didn't move on from your ex. So now they know that you're energetically always occupied. And they got to constantly post memes, a sexual post if you're a girl mm-hmm. on Facebook to keep your attention or Instagram or Snap or whatever. And if you're a man, constantly buy gifts, constantly take you on trips, do things to keep your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they never had it. So if you're never over your ex, you can change your new person psychologically and condition them into being a pick me.
Yeah. I think that's why it's so easy for a man to move on than a woman, you know?
No, it's not.
No, because think about it.
They move on physically. They don't move on mentally.
Yeah, but then they go to the next girl, for example, like what you went through. oh, I like long nails. I like braids. I like this. So then she's thinking, oh, okay, let me get that. It's not you.
What did I just say?
Yeah, it's what he had.
So he's not over her.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So he's changing her into a pick me, and she's sitting here thinking the entire time that she is everything he wants.
Yeah.
But she's not. And she never will be, because why? He wasn't over the past one. Mm-hmm. He didn't get over her yet. So now he's stuck with two problems. He got to get over one person, mm-hmm. which he should have done before he got in a relationship. And he's got to break the heart of another one, which he should have never touched before he got into.
Yeah.
So we're saying males. That's the only reason I'm saying he.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a boy. A boy does that. Yeah. A man would have just had some random late night hookups yes, for a while funny. And let him know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But boys do that. Boys go into a whole nother relationship.
Gotcha.
And so usually when I see that, I be like, he gonna be hurt in a couple months, because she's gonna move on. She's gonna put the steps to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she may deal with some temporary people, but she's gonna put in the work to move on. And when she moves on, it's gonna be permanent. It's not gonna be a temporary solution.
And when she moves on, it's going to be different. It's not going to be anything like
that. It's not going to be like she's going to compare him to
you.
Yeah,
and that's why if you ever hear from them, they're like, what you see in that nigga? Like, were you talking to him? Yeah.
Yep.
I wasn't looking for you. Like, I'm not looking for you in the next person. So, yeah.
But I can't stand pick-me's. I really can't.
Yeah, me either.
I really can't. And it's like, dude, it's like, Eric, you can't even go get new shoes. They'll go get new shoes.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I remember my brother telling me him and his cousin went out and some girls approached them. And he borrowed his hat because he left his. So when the girls is like, oh, yeah, I like your hat. He was like, oh, yeah, that's mine. Like, why would you do that in front of the group of girls?
Well,
that's pick me energy.
No.
You didn't like that he got the attention because it was your hat. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have to say that in front of them.
It depends on what she said. What was on the hat?
She was flirting with him, and she liked the hat that he had on. She felt like it complimented him. Why did you have to make it known?
I was about to say, if like, it was like a certain team or something, and she was pretending to like that team, then it would have been funny for me, because I would have done the same thing. But like, that's my hat. That ain't even his team. He just borrowed it. Because it matches outfit.
Why? That's information that could have stayed between them. You didn't have to put them on blast.
I feel like it depends on the context. Like, I'm hearing the story, but mm-hmm. I wasn't there. So, like, me, I'm low-key an asshole with a smart mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I gave you a shirt, and let's say it had Panthers on it, like Carolina Panthers, because that's my team.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, I love your shirt. Yeah, I'm a Carolina Panthers fan. And Lakes don't even watch sports. So, I'm going to be sitting there like, oh, okay. That's my shirt, big dog.
Why though?
That's my shirt.
You would not have to make that known.
No, but like, I'm be like, you such a pick me. That's my shirt. Like, she don't even watch sports. Like, that me, I'm an asshole though.
Yeah.
Like, so I couldn't understand where the other guy was coming from. Like, that's my shirt. Mm-hmm. Like, if you like her, just say that. You don't have to do all that.
Still, man. You ain't gotta tell people like you know, you could have been like,
I'm an asshole. I would have said it. I'd be like, that's my shirt, by the way.
Oh God.
She don't even watch sports, bit all. Just talk to her about something else. She loves to hike. Talk about that.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't stand it when people do it to me. Mm-hmm. They'll see me wear something. They be like, trying to come up to me and talk to me about certain things. Like, or if I was wearing a Crux Media shirt today. Someone didn't know. Like, I was wearing it in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Someone didn't even know what that was. They just saw media and they was like, oh, like you know, like videos and stuff. I was like, no. It's like music. I was like, no. I just looked at him. I want you to keep guessing.
Yeah, just trying to find a reason to have a conversation.
Because you could just ask me.
Yeah.
Like, you could just be like, yeah, my brother in the music industry. This is not a music shirt, sir. This is definitely not a music shirt. But keep on guessing.
Yeah.
Keep on guessing. I'm just an asshole, though. Like, if you want, be direct with me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't beat around the bush. Say, hey, how you doing? My name is such and such. I think you're pretty.
But
boom.
Sometimes people can't do that. Sometimes people can't do that.
Why not?
Because they're nervous. They're trying to find something. Okay, let me find something to pick this conversation up. You know?
Direct is the best way.
He was direct. He read your shirt. He came over. He was like, oh, try to find something with media. Even though he was loud and wrong.
Yeah, he was loud and wrong.
He found something to, like, try to connect
and
break the ice.
And I'm an asshole, too.
Yeah.
I definitely am. I'm a little mean sometimes. Yeah, see, I'm a polite person, but I'm not nice. Like, the only person I'm not, I mean, the only people I'm nice to is my people. Like, I'm just going to say it. Like, I'm a polite person.
Yeah.
I can say, hey, how you doing? Oh, that's nice. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
And laugh it up with you and walk off and be like, why is she talking? I'm not a nice person. I And some people was like, Leia, you are nice.
She
I've never
the
had
nicest,
a.
Y'all. She's
I'm nicest. Not nice. I'm just nice to her because she's cool. I like her. She's dope. Like, but kid you not, there's some people that tell you I'm not nice. They be like, Leia, don't talk to me. She must not like me. There you go, bruh.
Ding, 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 ding.
But no, and it mainly be the pick me's. Yeah. It mainly be the pick me's. They come into my space almost every time they see me. Insert themselves into my conversation. That's the worst thing you can do if you're a pick me and I don't like you, and you know I don't like you. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm definitely gonna have an attitude, probably curse you out.
And don't get me wrong, pick me energy is the worst. But what did I tell you on the phone the other day? Imitation is the highest form of flattery.
Yeah, okay. But it still ticks you off. Like, it does. It gets on your nerves. I'm like, bro, if you don't stop, and I swear, I feel like a male pick me be the worst. Because me, I love, like, male males. Like, I don't like
alpha male.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, we talked about this. I was like, I love male males. Like, I like men that can stand on their own. I don't like if another man comes in the room and you basically turn into a female. You be like, oh yeah, 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 I agree with everything he say. Bruh, stand on your own. So like me, to me, most males that do that are pick me's. Like, mm-hmm. they want so much attention in the room. Yeah. And like, I can't stand it. Like, most of the dudes I hang around, they be like, man, I don't care. They be like, oh, we gonna go get something to eat at the place you come? He's like, nah, I don't like that food. I'm gonna go over here. And everybody follow them. Those are the males I like. I like the leaders. I don't like the followers.
You don't like the dudes that's on that bromance.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you call it?
That's what it is. Because it's like, why do you do everything that your mans do?
I call it
Why do you wear everything that your mans wear?
Like, pick-me's?
It's a bromance, too.
But it's a pick-me thing, too. Because, like, a lot of guys who are pick-me's, like, pick me, I want your attention. Pick me, I need your acceptance.
Yeah.
They do that. So, same thing with girls. You notice that, okay, me and you have been out. I think, but I don't think you've been out with me and a couple other girls, like certain groups. Like, you have you ever been out in a female group with a bunch of girls?
Yeah.
And you did something, mm-hmm. and everybody was like, oh, yeah, let's do that, what Lace is doing.
Yeah.
And then there'll be one girl like, yeah, 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 we're doing everything. She's so pretty. It's like, she's just basically wanting the attention. Basically, she'll hype you up, and then she'll try to tear you down in the same moment.
Yeah.
It's like really weird.
I had a friend that I adored. She cut me off for that. She felt like too many of her friends and family liked me. She said, you're taking my people away. What? And it was weird. But you know what? It was a lesson. You know, we all go through that. I think women, we're in that group of females and we have to learn. But yeah, she cut me off of that. She didn't like, you know, that they liked me. She wanted them to like her because she was always the main character.
Oh, she wanted to be the main character.
Yeah, she didn't like that.
There's a certain energy that comes with that. That you have to have, and if you don't have
but
it.
But if you're genuinely yourself, it's just automatic. You know what I'm saying? I was just being myself.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
And that's why I pride myself on being myself. Yeah. When you are yourself, you don't never have to worry about being a pick me, because when you work so hard mm-hmm. to become the person you are.
And like the person that you are.
To love the person you are.
Yeah.
And you put in the work, and you've spent those days and nights where you didn't like yourself and said you would never go back. And then you get to this point in your life where you accept yourself. You will never go and be around people that sit there and make you feel like you're uncomfortable mm-hmm. or you're not accepted. You'd be like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. This must not be my zhuzh. This is not my group of people.
Yeah.
A pick me. They're going to go out of their way to get you to pick them for your acceptance. I'm not going out of my way. Right. Either you like me or you don't. Either you're here or not. It's cool because I accept me.
Exactly.
That is what a pick me is not. A non-pick me is going to accept themselves and is going to grow and glow in their own space in their own in their own shoes.
It's almost like high school. Like, why are you trying to fit in?
Exactly.
Why are you trying
but
to fit in?
But isn't life like that? It just keeps going in cycles like that. Yeah. You get to a certain age where now you're supposed to have kids and you're in that part of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the part where you're going through the midlife crisis where mm-hmm. I see a lot of older men that I'm trying to date going through. I'd be like, bruh, chill out. It's okay. And then you got the older where they're having grandkids and they're competing with other people who have grandkids. And it's like, bruh, just don't care.
Yeah, just don't follow anybody's book of rules or standards. Like, just don't do it. It's like, you watch P-Valley?
I don't watch any of those shows y'all think is very popular right now, including Stranger Things.
Like, oh, I don't watch that either. And people keep telling me to watch that one.
I tried several times and I fell asleep on all of them. And mm-hmm. I just don't like it. And I feel like you know, that's why I said I'm not a pick me kind of person, because if I don't like it, I don't like it. I don't care what you say.
Listen, I'm not a TV person. Don't watch it because the crowd. I just started watching it one day and I liked it. I'm actually about to stop.
It's talking about P-Valley?
Yeah, it's a lot going on. But I brought that up because I was watching the latest episode and Uncle Clifford, which is, he's over the club. He has rules, right? Mm-hmm. So today he was like, his rule 51,081. Don't try to be everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah.
And that's what we're saying about the pick me situation. You don't have to like, you don't have to worry about people liking you. Just pour from your own cup into yourself.
Just like yourself.
Yeah.
It's all you have to do every day. All day.
So don't be a pick me, guys.
And if you get with someone and you feel like they're constantly complaining about another person or constantly trying to change you into their past person, stop. Because when they got with you, their focus should only be on you. Right. Their focus should only be the person that you wanted them to be. And I mean, that they want you, well, that you are, basically.
Yeah.
So.
Have you ever tried to turn someone into someone else? Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
That's why I'm asking, because I know I have.
I have.
I know I have, and it's wrong.
I was naive. I didn't know better. But you know what, Lakes? We got to call it. We got to call it. Okay. It's been good talking to you.
Always, always.
It's always good talking to you. But you know what? You can find me and Lakes on Just Got Laid podcast on Facebook and Instagram. We have an email called justgotlaid@gmail.com. And you can text us at 803-298-8884. And we love to talk to our sweet talkers. So please do.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. And we'll see you next time. You just got laid.